Tell me about then, you're obviously in the John Higgins camp at the moment, but what's your link with him, and how did you kind of get knowing John in the first place?
The worst thing I ever did was getting it home, because now I don't even enjoy the snooker no more. I'm sitting there nervous watching every ball go in. I have a good friend back in Ireland called Donald Bonner, who owns the Ross's Bar. And, you know, I think he was on the verge of going pro himself at one stage in the snooker, and got to know John and a lot of the lads on the tour. And he's been friends with John for probably longer than I'm alive, you know what I mean? Yeah. So Donald knows him well and introduced me in the past maybe 2 or 3 years. Probably around 5 years ago when I won my European gold medal, that was one of the first time I met John. And he was the one that remembered the first time we met. He goes, because we were chatting about it the last day, and was like, when was the first time we actually met each other? And I was like, geez, I'm not too sure, you know. And he goes, it was back when you won the European gold medal. I was like, geez, fair play to him. You know what I mean? Maybe I'm taking too many shots. But now, you know, as I say, you know, John's a lovely fella. And I obviously met him about 5-6 years ago for the first time, but the last 2 or 3 years, you know, I've been really getting to know him, and this is the worst thing that ever happened now, because I don't enjoy watching him play as much.
I've heard you say before that, you know, being a boxer, going out to the ring is kind of like being a gladiator going out into the Coliseum, that type of thing, but do you sense the same, obviously it's an individual sport as well, is it the same type of nerves? I'm sure when you're just about to head out to the ring, it's kind of a similar thing. An individual sport has a different psychology altogether to a team sport, obviously.
Yeah, without a doubt, you know, and that was one of the things Donald asked me. He says, you know, coming from your background, he says, what do you see it takes in snooker? Like, what do you think it takes? Obviously, I know nothing about snooker, but he says, just looking at it, what do you think it takes to become a good snooker player? And to me, it's just balls of steel, to be honest, and a lot of patience. You know, one thing that I have noticed is you do get your chances, and that's the patience part of it. But then the other part of it is having the balls to take them chances, you know, and that's what I'm seeing in there tonight. You know, it's a serious game at the minute. The young guy, Kieran Wilson, showing some bottle, holding in with John Higgins, but John's experience is showing through, and hopefully he can keep this lead now and push on into the final.
A couple of similarities between your own story possibly and Kieran Wilson. You're both 26, you're both aiming for your first world title at some point. But obviously on that, on your own world title, that's something obviously that's very much on your radar. Obviously you had the year out with the injury, but surely that's something that you're kind of, it's only a matter of time. Same as Kieran Wilson, it's probably only a matter of time before he wins as well, but for yourself, you know, how far along that path do you feel you are at the moment?
Like, whenever I got here and everything like that there, you know, I was trying to educate myself on the snooker, because I knew I was coming here, and I was watching Kieran Wilson, and I liked him from day one when I started watching it. Obviously, because of the similarities, and I suppose I can relate to a lot of things that he's doing and the stage he's at in his life and in his career. But, you know, for me, obviously, I wouldn't be in this sport if I didn't think I'd be world champion. I know I can be world champion. I know I will be world champion. It's a time now of just patience. Same as the snooker, patience now and taking my chance when it comes. And of course I had the year out, but that worked in my favour. You know, I made a lot of great changes and I'm in a great place right now. Just back with a great one in my last fight there in Boston in America, and looking now to get back at it again and keep climbing that ladder all the way to the